a choice of activity, feeling. Swadharma and Padharma. See, the word Swadharma is interpreted by Swamiji usually as one's own nature, like you are inclined towards certain activity. So that becomes your nature. Somebody is inclined towards business, somebody is inclined towards sports, somebody is inclined towards education, you know, professor, etc. So that becomes your nature. Also, this word Swadharma means whichever ashrama you are in, the duty according to that ashrama. For example, in our culture, they split the society into four and also the individual lifetime into four. The society was split into Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. And the individual life was split into Brahmacharya, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa. So, this is what is called as Varna Ashrama. Varna means the caste system. Ashrama means your stage in life. So, Varna has led to a lot of confusion in this country, because Varna can be Guna based, Karma based or Janma based. You understand? Janma based is what is now understood. That if you are born to the father and mother who are Brahmins, then you are also automatically Brahmin. If you are born to father and mother who are Kshatriya, you are also Kshatriya. Similarly, Vaishya Shudra. This is Janma based. Other is, what work do you do? There are certain activities which are called as Brahmanical activities. There are certain activities called as Kshatriya activities. Similarly, Vaishya Shudra. According to the karma that you are involved in, you are a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya Shudra. In other words, we are looking at it. In the Gita, Sri Krishna talks about this guna. Guna karma vibhagashaha. According to each one's guna, one should be doing the activity. And if your guna is highly sattvic, we say SRP. SRP means sattva predominant, next rajas predominant, then tamas. Then you are Ramanika. If you are RST, then you are Kshatriya. Highly rajasic. The next predominant is sattva. The next one is tamas. If you are RTS, highly rajasic and also good amount of tamas. And very negligent amount of sattva, you are a Vaishya. Highly tamasic. TRS. Tamasic. Uske baad, thoda rajas. Now, when they say this, as per gunas, whosoever qualities, such high level, you understand? Obviously, at that level, you say it's a higher grade of person. But when you look at the whole thing from karma and janma based, nobody is superior, nobody is inferior. Extremely highly sacrificial person who works like that, obviously will be considered a highly evolved person. You understand? In that sense of guna based, in any society that will be, still in that sense it doesn't mean that you have a superior character anymore. You consider them higher. Right. You keep we have like you were about Guru Purnima. Even in the country, teacher's day is celebrated, right? Parents' day. You celebrate those people who are having those qualities. Even Thiruvalluvar, when he talks about the elderly person, he says you are not elderly simply because you are by age elderly. If you are having those qualities, you are elderly. Seyyarkku ariya seygal periyar. Siriyar seyyarkku ariya seygalada. Means those who do something which is awareness of the rarest. Yeah? Then you are considered as the highest. Rarest of rarest is the bookshelf, not in the medicine. So that kind of politics. But unfortunately, what had happened in the society is people started talking about Janma. Janma based, he says, I am a Brahmin and he wants to be superior from that. But he will not do anything karma with which is relating to Brahminical. He will be doing Vaishya karma. But he will still claim to be superior simply because he is born to a Brahmin father. This kind of nonsense started happening over a period of time. So that is why in the Vedanta Treatise book, from the present context, Swami says, better to abolish all the caste system. No. But you can't, strictly speaking, abolish caste system because gunas are there. Why a person is having such a guna from the birth? From his past he is getting it. So there are people. So any organization you start, you will obviously have a thinker sitting as a CEO. You won't have somebody else who is not capable of thinking as a CEO. That doesn't mean CEO is more superior than the other girl. You understand? So this is how it is. But having understood that, Brahmana has a certain swadharma. Kshatriya has a certain swadharma. So Ramesh's duty. So I told you, Ramesh interprets it as nature. It is not wrong. According to your nature, you have duty. So another interpretation for swadharma is duty. So now, from society point of view, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, they have duties. From ashrama point of view also, Brahmana, Brahmacharya, Grastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. All of them have their respective duties. Correct? The Brahmacharya's duty is not to go earn money. The student's duty is not to go earn money. That's why even a person who is doing PhD in India, you see, he is given stipend. You forget about your money. You know, you focus in studies. You get into Grastha Ashrama, then you start. Then your duty is different. Now you have to earn. You understand? So therefore, intellect is clear in this. Pravritti and Nivritti with Swadharma Paradharma. In the context, what is my duty? Intellect is clear. You can find out. Am I in Brahmacharya, Grastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa? According to that, I have my duty. Right. And you go into more detail, in each one of them also, you will have certain duties. Right. Like we said, your duty is to do what is good for your husband, your children, your wife, your parents, your in-laws, your society, your friends, everybody. Not doing what is pleasing to them. That's not your duty. Are you with me? So therefore, sattvic intellect is clear about pravritti, nivritti. And what ought to be done, what ought not to be done in the context. And then, it is clear about fear and fearlessness. What ought to be feared, what ought not to be feared. And he says, it is clear about bondage and freedom. When he says these four, it doesn't mean only these four. In short, he wants to say, sattvic intellect in Sanskrit is called as samyak buddhi. Samyak buddhi means sharp and clear. Right? Now, coming to the next verse, when he talks about rajasic buddhi. Rajasic buddhi is all the time samshaya buddhi. Samshaya means doubting, confused, this way, that way, all the time confused. Not so clear, little muddy. You know? So, it's very confused. So he says it's confused as to what is dharma, what is adharma. Being in Grastha Ashrama, it will want to be like a Brahmacharya. Being in Brahmacharya, you want to be like Vanaprastha. These are all confusions in Rajasic case, Rajasic intellect. So he says in Rajasic intellect is there, Rajasic intellect is that which is confused and understands wrongly what? Dharma and adharma. And also what ought to be done and what ought not to be done. It will understand side, that's why I give you the example. You will probably understand pleasing attitude. You are known to be a please anyway. Something like that. So then, tamasic. Tamasic is viparita buddhi in Sanskrit. Sattvic is called what? Samyak, means clear. Rajasic is called samshaya, confused, muddy. And tamasic is viparita. Viparita means what? Absolutely ulta. Totally topsy-turvy. The intellect enveloped in darkness which regards adharma as dharma. There are fellows who say, in this Kali Yuga, you have to do these things. That's it. They are very convinced. These are all correct. This is how you should live. They don't have any problem in openly declaring, I can stand 10 pegs. Value. We are not saying it's good, bad, ugly, we are not getting into that at all. But what are you glorifying? You understand? Typical tamasic intellect. Understand adharma as dharma. Now, I don't know, Amiji can clarify this. Swamiji used to say this all the time about Gujaratis. That's why I'm asking. He says, Gujaratis, once the daughter is married, when they go to the daughter-in-law's house, they won't even have a glass of water.
Very
Marwadi. So the entire class is mostly Marwadi.
So you're in the right audience for this.
Yeah. And Swami says, the reason for that, that's why I said you can clarify. He says is that, as we see in the, we are in the dead, we don't want to become more in the dead. How far? That's that. That's what I don't know.
So right. earlier generation did.
Right. That was the kind of attitude. So, but now, you know, they think it's the right to not work. You know, intellect that. We are all. We just have to go sign. We don't do any work. You know? So, they think that is dharma. That's the right thing. Perhaps you understand dharma is from the time you are born, you are constantly given. You cannot, none of us can live without oxygen. From where we are getting oxygen? How much we are polluting, still we are getting. How much we are cutting trees, how much nonsense we do. Somehow nature is spoiling us. Isn't it? So, that attitude of gratitude, to not to have that attitude of gratitude and swindle from the very mother earth, mother who is providing you, is considered that is dharma. You have to do this. So, he is so, and there is no way you can talk to that fellow. Because he is so convinced that is his intellect. It is not intellect. But that's how he is. Isn't it? When the stimuli falls into the eyes, the retina, it is reverse. Then it gets corrected and then we see it this way. The first thing, everything will down. That is some sort of intellect. What do you think? So that's why he says, viparita buddhi. He says, vinasha kale viparita buddhi. The fellow has viparita buddhi, he is going to destroy himself. The question of time. And he is not just saying, he did it, she did it. He did it, she did it, it doesn't mean that you have to. How is that, you know? So the intellect enveloped in darkness which regards adharma, unrighteousness as dharma and all things perverted, that O Partha is tamasika. So this is tamasik, viparita buddhi, rajasik, samshaya buddhi, sattvic, samyak buddhi. Which means sattvic buddhi only is buddhi. Other two buddhi is not buddhi. Only for these two are buddhi. You understand? Strictly speaking, you say you are buddhiman and you start. any point. In fact, Arjuna was told by Sri Krishna, Niyo Swadharma Shriya Swadharma Vigunaha Paradharma Pranishtita. You are a Kshatriya from the society point of view, and from the individual ashrama point of view, you are a Grahastha. You are not a Sannyasi. Correct or not? Arjuna, from the society point of view, Kshatriya. From his guna point of view, also Kshatriya. From his ashrama point of view, Grahastha. So, where is the confusion? He has to do the duty. But he has confusion. So, because the Rajasic intellect. Krishna had sattvic intellect, no confusion. The tamasic intellect, no, ulta.
Sattvic buddhi always thinks right.
Our buddhi that thinks always right is sattvic, put it that way. Now, sattvic buddhi will always think right and sometimes it thinks wrong. No. The buddhi which, to the extent you are able to think correctly, that is the problem.
It goes from time.
Means? What do you mean? At all times, it thinks clearly. See, all of us are...
Clearly is okay, but right or wrong, clearly may not necessarily mean right.
No, no. Clearly means to his or her conscience and conviction, they will function correctly. In that situation, you understand? If you are provided with more data, the situation will change. But with the current scenario, that when we are studying science used to say atoms cannot be split. I remember, and I studied, atoms cannot be split. You cannot write, atoms can be split, you will be finished, one mark gone. You better write, atoms cannot be split, then you will get that one mark. But now science tells you, atoms also can be split.
So at that point of time, if somebody says atoms can be split, then
you
consider it not right.
Atoms can be split. If it was considered not correct without properly asking him or her to prove it and openly listening to it, then it's correct. You see, you understand what I'm trying to say. As of now, the science tells you atoms cannot be split. I'm talking about in our times. School, you forget. The school exam, teacher is not supposed to go into, ask the student, pick up what they are. No. They just go by what they studied and that's it. I am talking about, what does a scientist do? Strictly speaking, what does a scientist should do rather? If a person is saying, no, atoms can be split. So then, acha, theek hai, humko experiment karke prove kar diye. So, aap experiment karke prove karenge, so we'll accept that. So that's how science is accepted now. So sattvic intellect will never be saying, oh no, this is it, that's wrong. Not like that. You know, okay, what is the data? The data are there, then theek hai. With the available data, this is the logic. The data, then if you say no, this is not there, okay, then what are the data? Okay, these are the data. Okay, then sorry. Then you are whatever you want to say in fact. So the clarity is there. See, just imagine. If this whole room is full of darkness, because lights are not there working, and also smoke, how will it be? Can you see? You can't see anything. Now, if there is no smoke and fully lit, it's clear. Beautifully carried out. That is sattva. Rajas is full of smoke. Tamas is fully dark. You understand? So the clarity of a person is far higher, far superior when the tamas, the desires are less. Tamas and desires are less.
So Rajasic person can have crystal clear clarity in the dark he...
To the extent, the Rajasic person has sattva.
Yeah, but he can be full of desires.
That is what I'm saying.
But he can still have clarity.
To the extent...
In the dark that he is doing.
To the extent he has sattva.
He can be very intelligent and yet be...
Rajasic person, what did we say? Also has sattva. To the extent... extent he has grasped, he can see. What he can see is, these areas I know, these areas I don't know, this area I don't know, I better take consultancy. Not necessarily you should know everything. So to the extent he has sattva, he directs himself properly. But if sattva level reduced and desire increased, then he can fall. Whenever the greed takes over, just a question of time. So, this is what it is. Whenever the desires are all under control and reduced, clap. Otherwise, no. So, this is sattvic, rajasic, tamasic intellect. We talked about sattvic, rajasic, tamasic knowledge. He said, sattvic knowledge is that where you identify with Atma. Rajasic knowledge is where you identify with Jiva, seeing all of us different. Tamasic knowledge is identifying with body.
Tamasic knowledge is identifying with body.
I look at Shivani as only body. I look at Lakshmi Narayan myself as body. This is tamasic. Rajasic is, I see myself as a reflected self or jiva. So I am different, reflected jiva, you are reflected jiva. That's it. Sattvic is, I don't see all of us different, I see the same self everywhere. So, sattvic knowledge, sattvic intellect, sattvic action, sattvic actor, sattvic vritti, we are going to study, and sattvic happiness will pursue, and we will be using sattvic renunciation. So, it will be like this. So, once we complete the two more only, the determination and happiness. Once we complete that, you should do this exercise of finding out all the sattva rajas tamas. That's why I am not at all hurrying this portion. Aram se you study, and many times you have done it again and again also, so that it gets into, because this is very practical to know where I am, how much of sattvic, rajasic, tamasic person I am. So with that I can determine as to what is my tendency nature. Accordingly, I can also help myself in my life. So this is what intellect is. Now,
I don't think it's written in stone, Guruji. Written in stone. Like we've been studying the three gunas for the last.
Written in stone.
I'll just explain it. Like we've been studying the gunas for the last couple of weeks, right? And similar instances happen in our lives. At least for me, I've reacted differently to the same incident. So one in a more, you know, rajasic way, or one in a more...
You are sattva must have been predominant at times. There are times when your rajas is predominant.
Yeah.
So then you accordingly behave. Krishna explained about that, you know, so to the see, even a highly sattvic person, his tamas is predominant. Whatever amount of tamas he has, it's predominant in the night. So therefore, what our...
It's predominant in the night.
After 6, morning 4 to 6 is the time they say for Brahma Muhurta. The best time for the sattva to manifest. Early morning, 4 to 6. Okay. Now,
I'm smiling because I'm a night owl.
Sattvic, rajasic, tamasic happiness is coming. So save your smile for that as well. So the 4 to 6 in the morning is called sattvic time, Brahma Muhurta. So even a highly tamasic fellows, say whatever amount of sattva they have, that manifests at that time. Okay. Then 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. the time rajas predominant. Then 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. is tamas predominant. I mean, we say this is not strictly exactly 6 and 6:01. Don't go that much. Approximately. Okay. Now, therefore, a sattvic person and a person who is aspiring to increase sattva, what you should do? So all of us are aspiring to increase sattva. So what are we supposed to do? Simple management of time. How? whatever amount of sattva you may have, 5%, 20%, 40%, 70%, whatever it is, it will manifest in the evening. Even if you go to the highly indulgent societies, right, indulgent areas, all start sundown. You offer a glass of alcohol to a person in the morning, evening. You know, so the tamasic activities, drugging, gambling, all that starts later in the night. There also, they may have 24 hours, but there also if you go at 4 o'clock, there is hardly anything. Correct or not? So therefore, you must manage it in such a way that you go to bed early. So tamas ke liye, tamasic time seems to. So go to bed early. And automatically, now phone even set alarm. The academy will set alarm, I say phone even set alarm. Because to sleep by 9:30, 10, you will automatically get up, your body will get up about 7 hours maximum. Then get up. By that time you are rested very well. Then you, your desire that as soon as you got out of the bed, your desire is going to immediately come up. It will be there, but it won't come up immediately. So that's the time, best time for you to sit and reflect, meditate, study, all that. Because all other desires are not yet manifested. And externally also, very quiet and conducive. Isn't it? That's why I say, scriptures say that use this. So now, therefore, to tell you, there are times when your rajas is prominent. See, first is from inside, rajas is prominent. Secondly, you are in a rajasic environment. Inside there is tamas predominant in the evening, and you are also in the tamasic environment. And in the tamasic environment, supposing you are going to business deal, the tamasic time, however much you have thought about, also all day you have been working, so your brain and everything is little bit less energy. So most likely you are going to make a mistake. So, whatever signing, dealing, business is there, I'll do it in the morning. Take some simple decisions like, you know, let me think about it. So, anyway, so intelligently use this. If you understand that, you use this accordingly. Otherwise, you will be in trouble. So, when you say, there are times when I have clearly thought, there are times when I have possibly. Because you also, you are also permanent, you are not only sattva. You are highly, highly, see in some of the classes when I teach this, in fact I do a full retreat for almost 2 to 3 days on personality reengineering to the companies. And when I do that for 3 days, one of the things I make them do is this. Now, very interesting, when people do this, they come up with 70-80% sattva. 70-80% sattva if you have, You don't have to be here, you are something else. You are belonging to Brahmaloka, not here. But then, that is why you need to understand that correctly. You know? So when you, therefore, when you see clearly, you know, oh, this much of sattva I have. So, it's not that I don't have clarity, but this much. Supposing I have 78% sattva, then my clarity will be there. Do you mean? So many a times it is possible that we make mistakes. Because the rajas are tamas plus prana. Now consistency, determination, dhriti. In fact, dhriti is one of the most important qualities to succeed in any field. Without determination and consistency of purpose, you cannot succeed in it. We've been consistently going on with the class, with all our traveling. Somehow we have reached 18 chapters. Though the book strain is going a little slowly, but still, somehow we have reached 18. See, it's not a joke, consistency, I'm telling you. Any field.
So I think we were pretty good until the 17th chapter. Then our attendance was...
Not the attendance. Anyway, whatever I am saying, consistency is not easy. Whichever field, whether it is spiritual, worldly, in the
deep
digital mind, you know, and to develop sati consistency is very important. How and what field determination will be in a sattvic person, rajasic person, tamasic person, all that is discussed. So what would you call as sattvic determination? What would you call as rajasic determination? What would you call as tamasic determination? It discusses this. It's a very important aspect. Now, after so many years of our struggle, slowly, slowly, few schools are opening up for this. Now, most likely, on a regular basis, Salman Public School will be giving lectures. And like I told you, this is now this college.
Salman
Public School.
Yes.
What happened, the directors and the trustees and the principals, they said one day, you come and give us a presentation. You convince us why we should have it. And then they and gave them the, then they said, we should have it. They are going to start with one pilot school for the reaction. It is to regret support level, our fear is there in them also.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not working us, not necessary. So they want to test it out. Here, in Pune we have, in Symbiosis College.
How did you see that in school?
Huh? Anyway, so in school. Sure, I'll send you okay.
I'll text you my mobile email address.
Huh, I'll send it to you. I'll send you that. So what I'm saying is, this thing that he's talking about, determination and intellect, these are all to be taught in school. You know, this is to be taught in school. But where they are teaching all this? Actually, the problem in the schools is, they are not working in Meju. Then they are like that. So instead of some schedule they are making, in 5 months I'll teach them. I'll go once a week, something like that. So in 12 sessions, I had 30 sessions, but then nobody, no school is ready to spend 30 sessions. So then I reduced to 12 sessions. So, but 12 sessions they want me to finish in 5 months. So it's almost going to be once a week kind of a thing, you know. So anyway, so we are targeting 9th standard and 11th standard. Because 10th and 12th are busy in preparing. So in that sense. Anyway, why I'm saying is this buddhi, intellect, all this, you know. It's even to teach the same subject needs to be taught to children as to your duty, what is your duty, focus on that. Your parents take care of your other expenses, everything. Your only duty is to study and keep yourself fit for that. Isn't it? So give them that focus. You know, what is the, how do you look at your fellow students in the class? How do you look at them? Do you look at them just as the body? You understand? Or do you look at them as intelligent and dull? So, intelligent and dull kind of separation if you make, it's rajasic knowledge. Body, male, female, you know, you start looking stomachic. It's not that you don't know that they're male, female, they're intelligent, they're not intelligent, you know. But you are not only focusing on that. So you then say, the, you know, everybody is a human being. So once you start having that kind of a knowledge, then you kind of introduce sattvic knowledge in them. Then sattvic buddhi, sattvic buddhi. So what I'm saying is, this is how a society should be developed. Should be taught when we are small. And in the families, so this is another thing, I sent a proposal to Salman Public School, saying at least 4 sessions I want to do for teachers and parents. So basically it is 12 sessions for teachers, 4 or 6, I don't remember. I said for parents and teachers. Necessarily, the parents of all the students and the teachers should attend. Separate class, not with the teachers, I mean the students. Either you want to keep teachers separately and parents separately or mix them, that's up to you. I said, because it is an integrated approach. The three of us have to get the thing going. Parents, teachers and children. Otherwise there won't be coordination. You understand? So why I'm saying this is, then at home also, these parents understand sharply, you have to sit down and sit time, you know, etc. etc. Then it becomes really confusing from every sense. So this determination is extremely important. In fact, this dhriti, you know, a lot of people, without dhriti they fail. They are extremely talented, but dhriti they fail. So, consistently doing this. If you see, I'm not saying there is nobody, there may be few, but very few. Yeah, how many years Swamiji has been lecturing? And how many years he's come to Delhi? In Delhi now this year, Sunandaji will be doing chapter 18B, the second portion of 18th chapter. The 18th chapter is a big chapter, split it into 2, up to 40 and then another. 2B meaning, 18B meaning the last chapter, last portion she is going to do. This is the second cycle. Which means what? 18 chapters were first taught by Swamiji. Then I think Swamiji started the second cycle and taught up to 12 or 13. Then Sundarji continued the tradition. Second cycle abhi khatam hone wali is bar. Uske baad third cycle will start again. So consistently going on doing the dhriti is extremely important. So let's study what is sattvic, rasic, tamasic dhriti. Dhritya yaya dharayate
Mana pranindriya kriyaha Yoge navya vicharinya Dhritissa partha sattviki Dhritya yaya dharayate Mana pranindriya kriyaha Yoge navya vicharinya Dhritissa partha sattviki Dhriti means steadfastness or determination or consistency of purpose. The steadfastness dhriti with which one holds the activities of the mind, mana, prana, indriya. Mana pranendriya kriyaha. Activities of the mind, pranas and the senses. The determination with which one who holds the activity and unswervingly functions through yoga, uniting to the higher.
Yoga is the root view which means to unite back to the origin with the purpose of realizing the self.
That steadfastness, O Partha, is sattvika. Being so consistent in activities which enhances your energy and not dissipates your energy. And that energy is also for the union with the Atma. That's what he said. Mana, prana, pranas, pancha pranas. Prana, apana, samana, vyana, udana. These are all physiological functions, isn't it? So, all these functions have to go properly. Supposing your digestion goes for a toss, you'll not be able to sit in the class today, isn't it? So, therefore, he is consistently making sure the activities of the mind, prana and the body, senses, everything will help in line with the union with the self.
He is only interested in elevating himself or herself. One is only interested in elevating oneself to that highest. For that purpose, he chalizes his mind, body, pranas, everything. Certain type of food is not good, so he is consistent in it. Certain type of activity, not good, so be consistent. For what purpose? And he says, for union with the self, yoga. So this is, hardly anybody has this goal of self-realization. But even if it's not self-realization, something higher. When you work for something higher beyond your selfish, self-centered interest, you can interpret that as yoga in this context. Not just to satisfy your family and your senses. So, therefore, he says, he always practices consistently in these areas. Very tough, isn't it? You have to conceive a goal first, beyond your selfish, self-centered interest. And having conceived for that purpose, consistently sacrificing everything for that. Tremendous force. That is called sattvic consistency. So he says, a subtle intellect, when it becomes a whole is self-realization, you remember, intellect is of two types. It's called as, firstly, every human being is made up of body, thoughts, atma. Body, thoughts, atma. Body is also with organs of perception and organs of action. Thoughts are indiscriminative or discriminative. Indiscriminative is called mind, discriminative is called intellect. So you are made up of body, mind, intellect and atma, the self-existing principle. Intellect is of two types. One is called gross intellect. When the discrimination is within the realm of the world, you call it gross intellect. When the discrimination is between the world and God, or terrestrial and transcendental, it's called subtle intellect. So the subtle intellect maintains consistency in the case of sattva. My subtle intellect is very clear. My goal is to get back to atma, nothing else. Human being has the potential to get back there, so I should not waste my energy. So those things that are good for the mind, I go in contact. Those things that are not good for the mind, I restrain. This is called sattvic consistency. At the mind level, body level, prana level, all level. So, this we already studied also in a different way. In the fourth chapter, when we studied 12 yajnas, you remember, he talked about Dhamma, Shama and all that. There are certain things that you got to contact, there are certain things you got to not contact and be consistent. So then, for the purpose of uniting with the self, it's called sattvic vritti. So he says, the subtle intellect of a seeker conceives and pursues the self. Using this intellect, meaning subtle intellect, he practices self-restraint at the physical, emotional, intellectual levels. Steers clear of worldly entanglement. Sattvic vritti is the unswerving steadfastness in maintaining his divine mission to attain self-realization. That's sort of a consistency. We have to use this body. We have to use this mind. So therefore, take care of them. Be consistent. It's called sattvic. Now what is rajasic?
Yaya sudharma kamatam. Yaya sudharma kamatam. Vritya dharaya teshuna. Vritya dharaya teshuna. Prasangena phala kamshi. Prasangena phala kamshi. Vritisa partha rajasi. Vritisa partha rajasi. Yaya sudharma kamatam.
But the steadfastness with which one clings to duty, pleasure and wealth. See, our scripture divided human goals into four. Four goals of human life. What are the four goals? It's called four purusharthas. They are called purusharthas. Purusharthas. Four goals for wealth. What are they? Artha, Kama, Dharma, Moksha. So the fellow who is extremely consistent in the pursuit of moksha is sattva. In the pursuit of dharma, artha, kama is rajas. You understand? Artha, kama, you know. Artha, wealth. Kama, pleasure. Dharma, duty. So a fellow who is so consistent in artha, kama, dharma as an individual, that fellow is rajasic. So he says, but the steadfastness with which one clings to duty, pleasure and wealth. To Arjuna. And also with much attached and desirous to fruit. Palakkanshi. The fellow is absolutely craving for the result. Consistently he will do all, but he is craving for the result. What is happening? Typical rajasic fellow. So much attached to desires of fruit, that steadfastness, upasa, is rajasika.
So if artha, kama, dharma, moksha, and if wealth, pleasure, duty and...
Even you are consistent to that. They are only interested in acquisition. They don't have higher goal. Only acquisition and enjoyment. This family. So they have duty. Oh, I have to put my work, I have to earn money, I have to buy, I have this, I have to. So they are so consistent. So majority will fall under this. Very few will fall under sattvic. And also very few will fall under tamas. But slowly this people falling into tamas is going on increasing. You will see that.
So this what you are describing about following the dharam, I have to go to work, I have to do this. I mean, you are describing that as rajasic, we already studied that. But are you saying that's a good thing because they are consistent? Or?
It is definitely a good thing compared to tamas. You are very tamasically destroying your body. Consistently, but very tamasic consistency you have, you are not destroying your body. Compared to them, it is 100 times better. But never get stuck in that position anywhere. Remember what Swami Ramji was saying. Your family should be the center and not the boundary of your affection. Your family should be the center and not the boundary of your affection. But the majority gets stuck, family becomes the center. Sorry, family becomes the boundary. That's it. Can't think of anything beyond that. It's like I told you last week, it's incredible how people last week, some of the classes said, they hate, my son has done nothing to me, my daughter did nothing, they in fact are only interested in my nothing, but yet, I'm not suggesting you go to somebody else, yet when you write the will, you will only write for them. You will only write for them. Say that they are fine, they don't need this, they did not take care of you. Still, the attachment is such, so attached. You can't think of anything else. You can't, you just can't. That's how deep your attachments are. So he says, he is terribly attached to acquisition, enjoyment and this duty. What duty? Acquire. Oh, earn. Family. Yeah, oh, you are going on in the circle. But very consistent. There are people who say, all my life I have worked for my family. They've all deserted me now. They left me. Sons have gone abroad. I'm alone. Nobody's taking care of me. What have I done? I wasted my life. Then he starts feeling that he is a failure. And he starts getting depression and all. Right? So, Bhajavandam is saying that,
బాలస్తావ క్రీడా తత్వ తరుణస్తావ తరుణీ తత్వ వృద్ధస్తావ చింతా తత్వ పరమే బ్రహ్మణి గోపిన తత్వ వెన్ యువర్ స్మాల్ చైల్డ్ ఫైవ్ వెన్ యువర్ యంగ్ మ్యాన్ అపోజిట్ సెక్స్ అండ్ కెరియర్ అండ్ దిస్ అండ్ దాట్ వెన్ యువర్ ఓల్డ్ మ్యాన్ వెన్ యూ ఆర్ వరీ వెన్ ఆర్ యూ థింకింగ్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ సో ఇన్ షార్ట్ వెన్ ఆర్ యూ గోయింగ్ టు రైజ్ అబౌట్ దిస్ దిస్ ఇస్ అ సర్కిల్ విచ్ ఇస్ గుడ్ బట్ వాసే నికల్ కే మోక్ష పాన బట్ ఇఫ్ యూ ఆస్క్ మీ ఇస్ ఇట్ గుడ్ ఆర్ బ్యాడ్ బెటర్ దెన్ తమస్ 100 టైమ్స్
బట్ డెఫినెట్లీ నాట్ కరెక్ట్ సీ ఇఫ్ యూ ప్లే విత్ టెడ్డి బేర్ నౌ యూ బ్రింగ్ టెడ్డి బేర్ విత్ యూ టు ద క్లాస్ యూ విల్ లాఫ్ అట్ యూ యూర్సెల్ఫ్ విల్ లాఫ్ అట్ యూర్సెల్ఫ్ రైట్ బట్ వెన్ యూ ఆర్ ఏ స్మాల్ చైల్డ్ యూ ప్లే విత్ టెడ్డి బేర్ ఇట్స్ ఓకే యూ యూర్సెల్ఫ్ బై టెడ్డి బేర్ అండ్ గివ్ దెమ్ సో వాట్ యూ ఎక్స్పెక్ట్ ద చైల్డ్ టు డూ ప్లే విత్ టెడ్డి బేర్ ఆబ్వియస్లీ బట్ గ్రో అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ So similarly, grow out of this dharmartha, come. And come to moksha. So the rajasic fellow goes round and round in that picture. So, Nisamana, the 16th chapter, when they talked about asura and all that, deva asura, samkata, deva yoga, see, this time conquered, tomorrow that I will conquer, day after tomorrow that I will conquer. That enemy I will conquer today, this enemy I will conquer tomorrow. This is what they are really thinking like this. They are so consistent. This is rajasic, typical rajasic quality. How the time that fellow is thinking like that? Which means he is a rajasic fellow, understand? Similarly, if you are that, you are having that. In fact, this thing is done for understanding ourselves. After this, you go and ask everywhere, don't do that. No, first understand yourself. Generally, understand others also, you need. But the refinement has to start from us. From within. See, Ramakrishna says, becomes a hindrance in your own life. It's like that Frankenstein, you know, that movie. I'm forgetting the name. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Frankenstein is there to kill the other fellow. But the Frankenstein is reprogrammed to kill the very fellow who started it. And it starts chasing that fellow. He has to save his life.
I also thought, that's a transcendence. There's
a movie called Transcendence, which also is
Doctor Artificial Intelligence.
Not scientist, actually
artificial intelligence.
So the exact same thing. We started the duty, and the duty is a lot of people say, I'm not saying it's the right thing, or you should come. But you yourself come and say, when they come and meet her, I want to come for the class, I really want to come, but children. My grandfather, oh, something, I want to come to the ashram, but yeah, but oh. Now the question is, now we are not saying don't take care of children or grandfather, or it's not that all the people who come to the class or don't have children and grandfather. You have to manage your work. Work should not be possible. But a typical rajasic fellow, you see, work is possible for you. It's like you cut out of the tail of the tiger, you can't leave it. Because when I leave it, other fellows are running, so they will go beyond me. So I can't leave it. I'll have to hold. and they are also holding the tiger. Everybody is running, holding the tiger's tail. Nobody is comfortable, but they are running. That's all you see. So therefore, rajasic consistency is in the field of the world. Sattvic consistency in the field of spiritual and higher aspects. Now let's go to Tamil. Yaya swapnam bhayam shokam, yaya swapnam bhayam shokam, visharam magameva cha, visharam magameva cha, navi munchati durmedha, navi munchati durmedha, dhritissa paasa tamasi, yaya swapnam bhayam shokam, visharam magameva cha, navi munchati durmedha, dhritissa paasa tamasi. So tamasic dhriti, the steadfastness with which a fool indeed does not give up grief, dreaming, despair, arrogance, that pata is tamasic. They're living in fool's paradise, they say, you know. The fellow is living in fool's paradise. I understand that that will become double and then that becomes double. Ye kar denge, wo ho jayenge. All the time they are only in that kind of mental, you know, dream. Daydreaming. That's what he is saying. Keeps on in the negative aspects. Dreaming. All. Every country goes through recession and all that. The cycle. Everything that goes up has to come down. Everything that comes down has to go up. So this happens. It may happen a little early, it may happen a little late. It was not happening. There are people talking in the world today that American, cycle of recession is going to hit most likely in 2020. Is what they are thinking. In America, they are saying I am only reading the newspapers and the news that I am putting. So they are expecting recession to come in America next year. They are just saying. We don't know. If they say next year, maybe not next year, maybe next year end or next to next year or early this year, we don't know. Somewhere they are guessing it. So now, in 1998, I think, in Chennai, around that time, 1997-98 also, there was a recession in India. Then the boom happened, then again the whole thing slumped and all that goes on. At that time, in one company, they had invited, I know that person because he is my cat member's husband. In their own house, I was taking class, so they invited me to come to the company to give lecture. Then I went there. The lecture was about 10 o'clock or so, I went there by 10:30. So I was sitting in his room. Almost 20-25 minutes, he was talking to me that the world has come to an end. Sara barbaad ho gaya. Abhi kuch nahi hai. We are already on the streets. He was 20 minutes, and next time I'm going to talk about motivation. I said, my motivation would be gone if I, you know, don't switch off. But it went on and on. He almost proved to me that after this lecture, he is going to be sitting on the road, running factories. But that's how he is talking. Anyway, I am sure he is doing very well even now. Business is going on fine. But forget that. When the business was going on fine, when I met him also, he is like this. This fellow is like this. All the time, we predominantly, all the time. So that sort of consistency in daydreaming, grieving, those sort of people, they are typical tamasic consistency. How is it? Unconnected things they are talking about. Consistent. And living in ignorance, not putting in any effort to come out of that ignorance. That is called tamasic consistency.
Sattvic consistency will say, okay, I am in this much ignorance, I need to come out of the ignorance, so I will do some effort. A fellow is remaining in ignorance, as a result, arrogant. Absolutely arrogant. See, when a person's buddhi is gone for a toss, he's not going to listen to anybody's advice. He's seeing it that way. So he said this foolishness leads into madam, arrogance as well. So the steadfastness with which one sticks to these negativities is called peace. You find lot of people like that nowadays, especially. All sorts of things they are going to be consistently doing. Very consistent. There are people who so consistently believe many superstitions. There are people who will not reverse the car first thing in the morning. They will take the car out of their shed, parking lot. They will not reverse. Little bit, they will go again and then reverse. Because they think the whole life they will be going backwards. And they are very consistent about it. And if daydreaming is the worst, isn't it? All the time, maybe 3 minutes, 4 minutes ke baad saath thoda alignment alag hua hai, to phir acha ho jayega. See, stars and things, they do what they do. You do what you can. Let the stars and all that do what they are doing. But you keep on doing things correctly, then only. See, somebody was saying, I don't know, quotation or what, said, you said lucky, this fellow was lucky. That fellow was constantly, like, you know, children play the skipping, they play that game. Sometimes the other people are holding the rope, they are swinging it, the child is jumping. And if a person has been jumping like that regularly and practicing, and the rope has come and they have jumped. All the other people who have not practiced, and the rope came, they didn't jump. And they were still lucky. Fellow who has been consistently working at him, he, when the opportunity becomes, takes it. When the dangerous situation comes, he jumps. Because he has been consistently working, and they were still luck. What luck? So he says, Shokam Vishadam. Shadam means in despair. Pata nahi future kya hoga. They say future kya hoga, from India they go to Canada. Future. Meaning Canada. I'm just giving an example. Canada is an example again. Canada jaake, again future kya hoga. You say, oh, we did all the assessments, we have an option whether to go to Australia or New Zealand or you know, Canada or these countries, but then we decided to go to Canada because pros and cons taken. So, kya kya? You said the future is very not so great here in India, so we are going to Canada. And then going there again, the despair continues. So consistent in the despair. Oh, 40% tax less I have. Almost 50% I'm giving. So, and then they say, half my life I'm running for the country. Yeah? All the time you say those words only. So what does that mean? Typical tamasic consistency. It's కాయేర్వాచా మనసేంద్రియైర్వా మనసేంద్రియైర్వా బుద్ధ్యాత్మనా వా బుద్ధ్యాత్మనా వా ప్రకృతే స్వభావా ప్రకృతే స్వభావా కరోమి అధ్యస్ కరోమి అధ్యస్ సకలం పరస్మహి సకలం పరస్మహి నారాయణాయేతి సమర్పయామి నారాయణాయేతి సమర్పయామి.